alcoholism, just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three. Fast-moving show today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Continuing on with this story, and we're going to get a couple of text messages in first. Said, I just love paying for this garbage. Not. Another text message. They end up having more kids. That's where the numbers are coming from, talking about the illegals compared to Michiganders here in Michigan, young people. This newcomer program is horrible. Helping those in our state struggling to make ends meet should be a first priority. These are not newcomers. They are illegals. No matter what the witless governor twit calls them, illegals is illegal. Citizens here legally taking backseat to these freeloaders, even when veterans seeking an appointment, unable to do so because the clinic is so busy treating illegal aliens. She needs to be recalled. Nope, not going to happen. Going to have to wait until 26 to vote for a new governor. Recalling is not an option. They have made it so difficult, there is almost impossible to recall a governor of the state. And then you would end up with Garland Gilchrist anyway, and he's even worse. What is this rental subsidy program? Well, it was created last year with funds from the State Housing and Community Development Fund, HCDF, in partnership with MSHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. It offers refugees and other eligible households rental assistance up to $500 per month for up to 12 months, $6,000. The letter to OGM Executive Director, again, OGM stands for Office of Global Michigan, Poppy Saez Hernandez. Well, the two legislators sent the letter to her on March 27th, asking for a detailed breakdown of the recipients of the subsidy, including specific data on individuals, especially focusing on those that have, quote, pending defensive applications for asylum, end quote, who are receiving the aid. The defense asylum process is defined by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. When you request asylum as a defense against removal from the country, asylum processing to be defensive, you must be in a removal proceedings in an immigration court with actual court dates assigned by an executive office for immigration review. In the letter, Hall defined these individuals as people who waited to make an asylum claim until they were found in the country illegally and was facing removal proceedings. Then they used this as an excuse, justification to stay here. Hall expressed concerns that the program's eligibility criteria as written could allow defensive asylum seekers to qualify to request more information on whether the state is distributing grants to help pay the rent of individuals who are facing actual removal proceedings for being in the country illegally. What's the basis for eligibility? Well, it requires both household income and immigration status. An applicant can qualify if they're experiencing housing instability while living under 85% of the federal poverty limit, living in qualified census tract areas with an income below 60% of the area's median income, and are currently eligible to receive federal assistance. To qualify, an applicant must also have eligible immigration status, as defined by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. A definition would include refugee status, special immigration visa, victims of human trafficking, Cuban and Haitian entrants, Afghanistan nationals, and Ukrainian humanitarian parolees, people fleeing Ukraine as a result of the Russia-Ukraine war. Other eligible immigration statuses include those who have arrived under the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaragua, Venezuela program, CHNV, individuals who have arrived under the Family Reunification Parole Process for El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia, and other individuals while pending asylum applications are being heard. Well, according to Hall and Aragona, the two Republicans who sent this letter, they have flagged the pending asylum application criteria specifically. Defensive claims comprised 97% of the total asylum claims filed in fiscal year 2023, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Out of the total 487,518, 474,536 were defensive claims. Well, the letter goes on to say, resources are finite and must be allocated judiciously to ensure the program is available to not only the refugees, but others for whom it is intended. And it's critical that the program aligns with its intended goals and priorities for those who have actually gone through the process correctly and are not facing imminent removal from the United States, their letter read. We are concerned that support for those vulnerable populations may be at risk by the increasing number of people who come into the state illegally drawing from the same funds. Hall added that incentivizing individuals who enter the country illegally only perpetrates a border security problem crisis even further. In response to the letter, one state official said immigration policy is very nuanced, and that term pending asylum application could lead one to think asylum status hadn't been yet granted. But they said that's not the case. Pending asylum status means an applicant is at a place in the process of receiving asylum that may be different from if they came in as an established refugee or later claimed this status. See, here's where the problem is. This is the bottom line. They snuck in the country illegally. They never claimed asylum when they entered the country when they were detained. So therefore, they were never given a hearing date for them to be able to present their arguments. Catch and release under Biden, they're gone. God only knows. Put on buses, put on airplanes, flown into Traverse City, whatever. But now, when we actually catch them at the local level, away from the border, we turn them over to ICE, they're here illegally, now all of a sudden they're going to claim asylum. And not only that, under Governor Whitmer, they want to be able to get $500 a month just for housing. That doesn't also include what they're able to do for food stamps, cell phones, and even payment of utilities. This is just for the rent. This is amazing. And biggest question that Hall and Aragona want to know, where's the money coming from? And if the money is going to these illegals that shouldn't even be here, instead of going to Michiganders that need the assistance, that's just plain wrong in the letter's final sentence. It's something that we need to look at, and we need answers, and we need answers now. Well, the person in charge of the Office of Global Michigan, this Saez Hernandez, replied that they will take a look at the letters and they will consider responding to their request. What? Consider responding? You're not even going to acknowledge receipt of the letter. You're not even going to answer them. You're just going to be allowed to continue doing what you want to do with our taxpayer dollars. That's the problem you have, folks, when you have one party in control of the House, the Senate, and the governorship. With this agenda, pushing this type of activity. And this is why they claim this is going to be their solution to a declining population. Allow illegals to come into our state. If this continues, folks, it doesn't get reversed starting in January of 2027 with the new Republican governor, we are going to become California, if we're not already. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking FEMA in Washington, Congress, Federal Emergency Management Agency, along with the Small Business Administration, for more ways to help businesses that were impacted by this winter's lack of snow. The letter cites the cancellation of three dog sled races in the Upper Peninsula, 16% coverage of ice on the Great Lakes this winter in the high February temperatures that cost millions from snow sports not being able to be enjoyed in the state of Michigan. I appreciate the federal government working with us to deliver financial relief to businesses in 43 counties around the state. However, the solution left out many counties that truly need assistance, which is why I'm asking the federal government to create new paths of federal relief for all of those that were impacted. Whitmer said last month in March that there's an ongoing drought now occurring across the state of Michigan. The drought allowed 43 counties to apply for federal aid from the Small Business Administration. Small Business Administration's economic injury disaster loans could be for up to $2 million to help fund operating expenses and obligations. The businesses would pay no interest on the loans for the first year and then 4% interest for the rest of the loan. The Michigan Small Business Development Center could also assist with the loan application process. Most businesses in affected counties would have up until September 26 to apply, except Dickinson up in the UP, which has until November 27th. Whitmer announced that Houghton County would have until December 26. Michiganders are used to tough winter weather, but this year it didn't occur. Setting record warm winters has been a different way to learn how to operate, causing economic hardships for small businesses and regional economies that rely on snow, Governor Whitmer said. So, she's going with her hand out to Washington to see if she can get loans, no interest for the first year, 4% the rest of the year for businesses that were impacted. Well, if you're a business in Michigan and you relied on winter snow and you didn't get it, are you looking at closing? Are you going to shut down because you had a bad winter? Maybe you'll have to take advantage of this program. It is a loan. It is not a grant. I want to make sure it's totally clear. And they're going to do this through the Small Business Administration Economic Injury Disaster Relief Loans. So hopefully none of our businesses out there are hurting that badly that they'd have to take advantage of it. But if you are, it is going to be made available. More information is on the website, Michigan.gov. And then look for Small Business Administration Economic Injury Disaster Relief Loans. You'll be able to find all the information out there. I just want to finish off today with a couple of things. Again, you are invited to come, and it is open to the public. 7 o'clock tonight, Torch Lake Township Hall. It's on 31, just south of M88. Antrim County Conservative Union. We will have the rec cards with us. The 9/11/11 cards will be there. We also will be talking about these races the next couple of weeks. We need to find some people in Mancelona. If you're listening, if you know anybody that lives in the Mancelona area, we need a candidate for county commissioner for Mancelona. So if you know of anybody, give them my name and number. Ask them to give me a call, 231-360-5140. If they live in Mancelona, Antrim County, I definitely want to talk to them. As well as Resort Township, Bear Creek Township in Emmett County, and the two districts up in Presque Isle County, districts 2 and 3. All of Roger City, one is east of 23, makes up one district by itself. West of 23, along with Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers Township. If you know somebody that lives there, I want to talk to them. We've got 2 weeks from tomorrow. We need to find these candidates. We need to help them file and get on the ballot. We'll help you with designing signs, designing your cards, putting you in touch with good pricing for these items. Definitely, definitely want to help you run for county commissioner. If the class is closed, we're going to be teaching it this Saturday in Traverse City. We're looking forward to that. We've got all kinds of things. Tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting live from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. 11 o'clock, come join us. We're going to have a luncheon set up over there at the Iron Pig. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going across the street to the courthouse. We're going to watch Judge Hunter hear oral arguments, Ian Murphy's lawsuit against the health department. That is tomorrow. And again, getting up early, heading over there to broadcast from the Iron Pig tomorrow morning. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. And then we're going to court to see what they have to say in the courtroom. Well, that's it for today's show. Appreciate you guys being part of it. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you at the Iron Pig tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child.